Chapter 2. People who helped us to discover the universe. Galileo Galilei. Galileo Galilei, 1564 to 1642, was born near Pisa in Italy, although his family came from Florence. He was studying to be a doctor before he changed to maths and philosophy, the study of the meaning of life. When he was just 18, he watched a light high on the ceiling in Pisa Cathedral. It was moving from side to side, and each time it moved, it took the same number of seconds before it changed direction, however far it actually travelled. He used this information to help develop better clocks. There is also a famous story about Galileo and the Tower of Pisa. According to the story, Galileo climbed to the top of the tower and dropped stones from it. He discovered that the speed they fell in a straight line was the same for any size or weight of stone. Galileo developed a new telescope, which marked the true start of astronomy. With his telescope, Galileo discovered many things in space. In 1610, he saw four moons orbiting the planet Jupiter. So he realized that not everything in the solar system went around the Earth, as people had believed before. This totally changed the idea of the Earth's place in the solar system and in the universe itself. Another astronomer, Simon Marius, who discovered the moons just one day after Galileo, named them Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. Galileo also discovered that Saturn did not look like other planets because it had rings around it. He could not see these rings very well because Saturn is even further away from Earth than Jupiter. So for a while he thought that the planets had ears and not rings. In 1989, the Galileo space probe was launched, which was named after the famous astronomer. In 1995, it finally arrived at Jupiter and spent 8 years studying the planet and its moons. It sent back lots of information about Jupiter's fourth largest moon, Europa. Galileo was also the first space probe to fly near an asteroid, and the first to discover an asteroid with a moon. Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton, 1642 to 1727, was born in England. His father died when he was a child, so he was looked after by his grandmother. At school, he enjoyed discovering new things. He studied maths and physics, and he also developed a new kind of telescope. There is a famous story about Newton too. When he saw an apple fall off a tree at home, it helped him to understand the laws of gravity, a theory he had developed by the time he was just 23 years old. In 1687, Newton wrote two important ideas: the laws of motion, which describe the way that things move, and the law of gravitation, which explains how everything in the universe attracts other things through the force of gravity. Gravity keeps us on the surface of the Earth. It keeps the Earth orbiting the Sun, and it leads to new stars and planets being born. Newton was also the first person to write about the maths behind an artificial satellite, an idea he called Newton's cannonball. Newton's laws still help scientists send satellites into space and spaceships to other planets today. And we still measure the force of things in newtons, N. Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, was given the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. He was born in Germany, but his family moved first to Italy and then to Switzerland. He was interested in science when he was really young. At only 5 years old, he already wanted to know about lots of different types of technology. At 12, he was teaching himself complex maths, and he continued to study physics and maths after that. Einstein left Europe and went to the United States of America in 1933, just before Adolf Hitler started leading Germany. He stayed in the USA for the rest of his life, and he became an American. Einstein believed in peace and not war, and worked for peace all his life. When he was 26, Einstein wrote three important papers about science. He also developed two important theories about space and time. The first, in 1905, was his special theory of relativity. This theory was that nothing could travel faster than the speed of light. This means it would take at least 100,000 years to cross the galaxy, and 10 billion years to cross the universe. But special relativity also means that time moves more slowly for people who are moving, which means that this journey would take less time for the astronauts than for the people back home on Earth. Just imagine if the astronauts could actually travel at the speed of light. No time would pass for the travellers at all. But that is impossible, according to Einstein's theory. So, if the astronauts travelled at a little less than the speed of light, time for them would just be much shorter than for the people on Earth. For example, a journey across the Milky Way galaxy might take 30 years for the astronauts, but when they returned to Earth, all their friends and families would be long dead. Einstein's other important theory, written in 1915, was his general theory of relativity, and it is even more exciting. This theory could mean that astronauts might one day be able to time travel by using something called wormholes, which we will read more about later. So you could maybe travel across space faster and get back to Earth before your friends and family died. But that is just a theory, and it has not been shown to be true yet. How time travel could work. The space-time continuum. Conventional space travel. Potential time travel. Edwin Hubble. Edwin Hubble, 1889 to 1953, was an American astronomer. At school, Hubble was not only good at science, he was also good at sport and other school subjects, although he was not good at spelling. He worked at the Mount Wilson Observatory in California, USA. An observatory is a place where astronomers study space through telescopes. In 1923, Hubble used an enormous telescope called the Hooker telescope to look at the Andromeda Nebula. A nebula is a huge, bright cloud of dust and gas. While he was looking through the hooker, Hubble found a special kind of star called a Cepheid variable star in the Andromeda Nebula. This allowed him to measure the distance between the Earth and the Andromeda Nebula as 900,000 light years. Since then, the distance has been measured again as more than 2 million light years away, but it was still an important new piece of information about space. Hubble knew that the Andromeda Nebula could not possibly be in our galaxy, because the furthest point of the Milky Way is only 52,850 light years from its centre. So he realised that he was actually looking at a galaxy, which we now call the Andromeda Galaxy. This was the first of many galaxies that Hubble and other astronomers went on to find, each with billions and billions of stars in them. Hubble also discovered a way of putting galaxies in groups according to their shape. And he found that the further away a galaxy was from the solar system, the faster it travelled. This is called Hubble's Law. The first large space observatory to orbit the Earth, the Hubble Space Telescope, was named after Edwin Hubble.